ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, if you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, famous Mirandas. Famous Mirandas. Category number 2, crocodiles and alligators. Category number 3, a room with a clue. Category number 4, bands. And category number 5, muscles and bones. Famous Mirandas, crocodiles and alligators, a room with a clue, bands, and muscles and bones. All right, who's going to kick us off? Let's look at the board. Stewie's Victor Harbour is first up. Stuart, good evening to you. Welcome back to Nightlife.
G'day, Phil. Thank you.
Yes, good to have you with us. What do you like here?
None of them. I thought you said famous Mirandas for a minute.
We could have a category of famous Mirandas. That's not as crazy as you think, you see. No. I can already think of some. Anyway, that's a category for another day.
It is.
This one's famous Mirandas.
I'll go crocodiles, thanks, Phil.
Crocodiles and alligators.
I think I'll give the Mirandas a miss.
Question number 1. Alligators are native to which 2 countries?
Oh, God. It's definitely the United States. Crikey. I'll try Cuba, Phil.
Not Cuba.
Okay,
sorry, Stewie, thank you anyway. Anne from Caulfield. Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
Not bad, no. We're in crocodiles and alligators. Alligators are native to which 2 countries?
Well, one's America. And I think you've had this question before, because otherwise I don't know why I'm suggesting it, China.
Correct. Yes, it is. The USA and, surprisingly, people may not get the immediately spring to this, but China. Alligators are also native to China. Question,
we've had this before, I think.
Question number 2, we're in crocodiles and alligators. Can move, if you like.
I'll try. I don't know why, because my daughter's a physio, not me, but I'll try the bones and muscles.
Muscles and bones. Question number 2, the heart is located on top of which dome-shaped muscle?
Would that be the diaphragm?
Correct, yes, the diaphragm. Very good. Muscles and bones. Question number 3. Which arm bone was named after its supposed resemblance to the spoke of a wheel?
I'm wondering if that's the radius. I don't even know what it's called, if it's called that. I'll say radius, and I'm sure I'm wrong.
Correct, yes, the radius.
Oh.
The radius is one of your arm bones, and it was named after its supposed resemblance to the spoke of a wheel. Question number 4, muscles and bones. Staying here?
Yes, please.
The flexor pollicis longus and extensor pollicis brevis are used to move which body part?
I'm wondering if that's either an arm or the lower leg, I think. I'll suggest the arm again, not at all confident.
Sorry, Anne. Thank you.
Told you.
Bye.
See
you
later.
See you later. 1-300-800-222. Mary in Launceston had the diaphragm. Yes. Jane from Homebush had the correct location of alligators too. Sally from Avely in WA. That's correct. Some comments about apple exports to China. TD on the Central Coast says, disappointing to hear on the midnight news that our local Batlow apple growers are about to send apples to China. Because of price. We bought Pink Ladies last week for $3.50. This week, $5.60. These are new season apples, which should be cheaper when in season. wonder whether that is the case. Does if we export apples, does that make the domestic price go up? I don't know. Paul from Sylvania. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, hi there.
We are in a category called muscles and bones. Question number four. The flexor pollicis longus and the extensor pollicis brevis are used to move which body part?
All right, tell you what, when I said it, I thought you had podicus, P-O-D, and I thought foot, so I'll say it was foot anyway.
It's not your foot. Sorry, Paul, no, it's not your foot. Maddie in Darwin. Hello, Maddie.
Hi, Phil.
G'day, Maddie. Question number four, muscles and bones. The flexor pollicis longus and the extensor pollicis brevis are used to move which body part?
I know the first one because I've had an injury there, but I think it's the hand, the thumb and fingers.
Which body part? Because you know you named a few there.
Thumb.
Correct. Very good. Have you had an injury to your flexor pollicis longus?
Yeah, some years ago, but it was a forearm injury. I don't know why I remember it.
There you go. Question number five, muscles and bones, which you can move if you like, to bands, famous Mirandas, crocodiles and alligators, or a room with a clue.
I'll go to crocodile and alligators, but before we do.
Of course you do.
I know the nightly issues are coming up, but how come Dutton and a church in denial gets a plug and Penny Wong can resurrect the voice and doesn't with respect to the last bulletin?
Why don't you give us a call in the last hour, Maddie, and we can talk.
All right.
Question number five. What do you want to do here? Crocodiles and alligators.
Yes, please.
Well, given you're from Darwin, I'm pleased you got this one, Maddie.
Yeah, I never knew alligators were from China. I would have said North America, South America.
Yeah. Question number five, crocodiles and alligators. Which 20th century leader said, an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last?
Oh, dear. That's a great saying, and I've got no idea.
An appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last.
Yeah. I don't think it's an Australian leader. I'm not sure. I will go for, what the hell, Mark Carney.
Ah, dear. Yeah, well, you know what? He should have said that. That's very funny. Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks, mate.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Talk to you in the last hour. We can talk politics till the cows come home in the last hour, if you like. Glenn from Penrith, g'day.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm all right, yeah, not bad.
I know this one.
Question number five. Which 20th century leader said an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last?
Is it the great PM of England, Winston Churchill?
Correct, it was. It was Winston Churchill.
Each one hopes that if he feeds the crocodile enough, the crocodile will eat him last. All of them hope that the storm will pass before their turn comes to be devoured. But I fear greatly, the storm will not pass. It will rage and it will roar ever more loudly, ever more widely.
Yes, indeed.
I've listened to quite a bit of him on YouTube in the past. He comes out with some strange stuff.
Yeah. He'd had a long career, Winston Churchill, and it began in obscurity and ended in obscurity as well. So it's a fascinating life in all sorts of ways.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, he was the architect of the Gallipoli Dardanelles tragedy, of course, you know, in the First World War.
All right.
All the way through to the Second World War when he was, the great leader of his country. And, yeah. David from Singleton says, those answering Gator and Croc questions, could you ask them to make their answers snappy, please? Boom, boom.
Snappy, yeah.
Glenn, what do you want to do here? Stay here or you can move?
No, I'm going to move. I'm going to try the Mirandas, mate.
Famous Mirandas. Which American singer and songwriter created and starred in Hamilton?
Oh. I can't even... American singer, songwriter.
American singer and songwriter created and starred in Hamilton.
Well, it's not Miranda Kerr. It's not Miranda from Sex and the City. I can't think, mate.
I can't think
of a Miranda singer, songwriter that's American at the moment. And I haven't seen Hamilton. So I'll just have to pass it on, I think.
Thanks, Glenn. See you later. Bye-bye. Gavin in Cairns. G'day, Gavin. Speaking of crocodile territory, g'day, Gav.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, crocodiles, please.
we're not in crocodiles. You can go there, but you'll have to answer the famous Miranda's question first. Which American singer and songwriter created and starred in Hamilton? We're in a category called famous Miranda's.
You got me on that one. Wouldn't have a clue.
No good. Okie doke. Kim from Manham. G'day, Kim.
Good morning, Philip.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, this Davis question. Unfortunately, I took no interest whatsoever in Hamilton when it came out.
Oh.
So I'll have to dip out on that one, I'm afraid.
No worries. No worries.
But I accept your challenge. I'll come back again.
You had any rain there, Kim?
No, just a couple of drops, nothing to talk about. It's been very dry, very dry.
It has.
The worst I've ever seen.
It has. We were talking about it earlier in the program, about how it might have been flooding in Western Queensland and flowing down through the river systems, but you know what, in South Australia, dry as a bone.
Oh, yes, it flooded 21-22, quite a bit too.
Yeah. All right, Kim, thanks, mate.
That's gone. That water's gone.
Talk to you later. See ya.
All right, thanks, Philip.
Bye. Margo in North Adelaide's got the right answer here. Brony from Adelaide, that's good. Yes, Harry in the Bay, good. Ingrid, no, that's not correct. Debbie from Marrickville's got it. Beesh. No, that's not correct. Cam from Innaloo, correct. Let's go to Glenn from Frankston. G'day, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Yeah. Question number six.
Always handy when you go to a trivia night the night before the quiz.
Ah, I see. Famous Mirandas. Which American singer and songwriter created and starred in Hamilton?
That would be, I'll hope I pronounce it, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Correct. Lin-Manuel Miranda. What a feat of creation.
I didn't hear that last night. I learned that last night.
How did you go last night, by the way?
It's not about winning, Phil, but we came second, but there was a tie for first, and there's no third place, if that makes sense.
Oh, I said there's only first and second.
But it's run by a bloke, I don't mind saying their name, Fame Trivia, the guy who runs it, Eugene. He and I have been mates since grade prep, and I'm now 55. So, yeah, it's a fun night, a lot of fun.
Oh, good fun. That's good fun. Oh, well, as you say, it's not just about winning, Glenn. No.
No.
No. Good on you, mate. Yes, Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm past patiently waiting. I'm passionately smashing every expectation. Every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties of sorrow. For the first time I'm thinking past tomorrow. When I am not going to wait my shot. I am not going to wait my shot. And you are just like a country. I'm not scrappy and hungry. And I'm not going to wait my shot. We go rise up. Time to take a shot. We go rise up. Boom, yes. Have you seen the show by any chance, Glenn?
No, I haven't, but I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I know. The trouble is these shows are too expensive to go to. I mean, tickets cost them, you know. I know.
And I know we're about to have an election in a couple of days' time, but I'm going to sound really old, but it seemed to be a lot cheaper to go out to 25 years ago.
I agree with you. I reckon 25 years ago, that's right. Here we are, sound like a couple of old codgers here. But I mean, wasn't it, relatively speaking?
The way that I'm laughing is I'm multitasking, which if my friends could hear me, they'd find that pretty funny. I'm actually writing out my budget for the month. I'm thinking,
yeah.
I can't afford to do anything, and I've got a pretty...
You got enough tucker for the month?
I have. That's the beautiful thing about living back with my mother and sister.
Oh.
Yes, I won't cast aspersions on myself, but yeah, no. After a separation and all that. But yeah, but I'm scared for my sons who are 21 and 16, how they're going to afford to buy houses and do things like that. And neither party seems to have what I call a viable solution.
Nope. No, they talk about it, but solutions are, that's another matter, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, we won't bore the quiz people with that discussion.
We won't. No, I agree. But I agree with your general point, though. Even going to the cinema, you know, that used to be cheap, but it's not anymore.
And you go to the footy now or things like that.
Footy is ridiculous. Yeah. How much is a ticket to the footy these days? I'm a member, but that costs me a fortune too, but.
But a membership, unfortunately, I back for Essendon, who aren't a super successful club, but they're a big club, even when they're going poorly. So I rang up in about February this year and I said, yeah, we can get your membership for next year.
Yeah.
I said, that's fantastic. Whatever. But she's one. Oh, they're sold out. We can put you on the waiting list.
Yeah. Now, no, I've been a member for a while of my club, but I've been... It's a lot of money, you know, actually.
Now, your club and my club aren't going super well at the moment, are they?
I think you could say that, Glenn. No. I sat there last Sunday. With a cup of tea watching them, and it was a hard watch.
At what stage did you want to go to something harder than the cup of tea to make you deal with the pain? Or?
Well, I did think about that. I thought, you know, I said...
I think they love me still, but they're not too impressed that they didn't get a choice to back first of them like I didn't get a choice.
Question 7. When famous Mirandas, what do you want to do? Stay here.
Now, because my favourite animal in the world are crocodiles and alligators, I need to go into that category if there's any left in there. I love them. I just find them amazing survivors.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. You wouldn't consider yourself much of a survivor if you met one, but still, that's...
I respect them from a safe distance.
Ancient creature, that's true. They were around with the dinosaurs and they're still here. Question number 7. Never Smile at a Crocodile was written for which 1953 Disney film?
God. I think the bare necessity. Was it the Jungle Book?
No, it wasn't the Jungle Book. Never smile at a crocodile.
You don't need to sing to me to make it feel worse for me.
I'm just trying to ease the pain there, Glenn.
I know it is, but yes, because I think the bare necessities were in the same movie, I think, from memory.
Glenn, as a fellow sufferer, I wish you the best.
All the best for the Swans on the weekend, mate. Love to hear your voice.
Likewise, mate. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Pete in Melbourne. Hi, Pete.
Oh, hello. How are you, Bill?
Pretty good, yeah. Up to question number 7 here. Crocodiles and alligators. Never smile at a crocodile was written for which 1953 Disney film?
I don't know, but... Peter Pan has a crocodile in it, so I'm going to guess Peter Pan.
Correct. Yes, it was. Awesome. Peter Pan has a crocodile in it. Yes, he does. That's true. And that's where the film, it was written for that film.
Your captain is scanning the horizon for our next port of call. Let's see. Ah, there it is. Oh, it's my lunch. That's very good, because a captain's lunch is very important. Unless the captain is the lunch, and that captain happens to be the notorious Captain Hook.
Never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin.
He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile.
Yes, indeed. Good one. Good one. Thank you, Georgie from Glen Huntley. It says, fish and chips, for example, used to be affordable in a Friday night treat. Not anymore. Forget it. I think that's right too. Now, Pete, question number eight. We're in crocodiles and alligators. Staying there, or you can move anywhere else. Room of the clue, famous Mirandas, bands, muscles and bones.
Was the second last one bands?
Bands, as in B-A-N-D-S.
Okay. Maybe let's do some Mirandas, please.
Famous Mirandas. Which English monarch did Miranda Richardson play in Blackadder 2?
It was Elizabeth. More information?
Yeah.
Elizabeth the Second.
No. Sorry, Pete. I think you know that too. Tony from Sunbury. G'day, Tony.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What do you reckon? Which English monarch did Miranda Richardson play in Blackadder 2?
Just before I answer that, I was wondering if I could just let you know that going back to Hamilton, you can and Disney, you can actually watch Hamilton on a Disney-based subscription service, and you can actually watch the
You can watch the show. Yeah, that's true. But again, that means you have to subscribe to the Disney streaming service, you know.
I mean, I'd much rather watch anything on the ABC, of course, but, you know, if you get desperate enough.
Yeah, no, I mean, granted, yeah.
And it's Elizabeth I.
Correct, Elizabeth I, yes. Yes, quite a few people saying that's what they do. They just either subscribe or rather than going to the cinema, you can watch a current movie for about $15 at home. Actually, you can. Most current movies you can actually watch at home. Not every one of them, but most of them for a premium. If you go to some of those premium streaming sites with as many people as you can have seats for and make your own snacks. Good on you, Carol. Ooh, yeah,
that's true.
Yes. All right. Question number nine. Yes, I know. That's right. I watched the latest Bridget Jones movie the other day for that because I hadn't seen it.
Never seen a Bridget Jones movie. I probably should.
Ah. It's not one of life's necessities, Tony. But
I guess so.
Well, once you've seen one, you've got to love Bridget, I reckon. Question number nine, famous Mirandas. What do you want to do?
We'll go back to crocodiles, please.
Still back to crocodiles. Okay. Question number nine. See You Later, Alligator was a 1956 hit for which band?
Oh, God, it's about 60 years before my time. I don't know. The Beatles. It's not right.
No, it's not right. Thanks, Tony. Bye bye. The Beatles would be like Hamlet in Shakespeare, the answer to all questions, won't it? David from Palmerston. G'day, David.
Yeah, how you going?
All right, not bad. Question number nine.
I'll just get you off hands free.
That's all right. You're right there.
Yeah. I'll tell you, a cheap night out is if you can sing a song. A cheap night out is karaoke. Karaoke, and you get to know the singers and you get a voucher sometimes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good night out, and I've been doing it for about 15 years now. I just come home from karaoke tonight. I want a $50 voucher, and, it's a good cheap night out. It doesn't cost you anything to go there.
What was your big number, David? I did it my way?
Radio Gaga.
Radio Gaga, okay, good. All right.
Also like Steve Earle, Copperhead Road and Seven Spanish Angels, Willie Nelson and Ray Charles.
Yeah, that's a great song. That is a great song. We could play that a bit later. Question number nine, Crocodiles and Alligators. See You Later, Alligator was a 1956 hit for which band?
Well, I know this one. I grew up in Adelaide River and we had all those old songs coming on the radio. I think it's the Kaboomers.
No, it's not the Kaboomers. Sorry, David. Well done. Thank you anyway, but that is not correct. Where are we? Terry from Werrimal. G'day, Terry.
Hello.
Hello. Question number nine, crocodiles and alligators. See you later, alligator. Was a 1956 hit for?
Got no idea. I'll go
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Not Jerry and the Pacemakers, no. Not Jerry and the Pacemakers. Everyone knows the song, but the question is, does anyone remember who sang it? Simone from Ballarat, hello.
Hey, Phil, how goeth thy?
I goeth okay.
You goeth okay, that's good.
Question number nine. Crocodiles and alligators. See you later, alligator.
I'm thinking Chubby Checker.
No. Chubby only had one big hit, didn't he? And that was the twist. He just did it again and again and again.
That's twist again. He did. He kept twisting himself out of the building.
I saw him at a. Yeah, go on. I was just going to say, I saw him at a benefit concert.
Oh, did you?
It wasn't that long ago. Maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
I was astonished. He was still doing it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow,
someone flew him out from America just so that he could do that. But that's all he was a one-trick pony. That's all he had. He didn't have anything else.
You know when he did the twist, do you reckon he did it like he did last summer? Or, sorry.
No. No is the answer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's bad, isn't it? That's bad. Hey, I was going to ask you quickly, you know how we have to vote on Saturday? Do we get all day to do it?
Yes.
It's an all-day thing, isn't it? Oh,
yeah,
good.
All day.
I don't like that. All right. Exciting stuff.
No, I think the polls close at 6 p.m., I think. The polls, polling booths close. I'll check that.
I feel like taking a photo to prove I voted because I've been hearing stories about people saying they've been fined when they've actually voted, but it might be, I think that might be when they do early votes or, I don't know, the other ones when
someone
you're
was fined for voting, what?
Yeah, I've heard a few people say that they were fined when they voted. I think it's when they did early voting or when you vote, what is it called when you're somewhere else, when you're visit voting or
absentee,
whatever that is?
Absentee.
Yeah. A few people online were saying they got fines when they absentee voted. So I thought, I'll take a picture of myself voting.
I don't. Well, hang on. You can get fined for not voting.
You can't get fined for
absentee voting, can you?
Well, I think the point was that they've got fined and the fine said you never voted. So I've got a bit of a thing about it because I got a fine once that turned into $300. And I didn't vote. But, you know, when they fine you, they even if they're fines Victoria, if they have your correct address, they won't send you the fine to your correct address. They'll send it to the old address. So
yes, that's true.
You got to be on top of these things.
Make sure you vote, Simone. You can vote.
I will. And thanks for chatting. One day I'll get one right, Phil.
See ya.
Bye.
Chubby Checker named himself after Fats Domino, says my texter. Enid in Perth's got the right answer here. Someone help us out here. Andrew's in Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
G'day. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. See you later, alligator. Was the 1956 hit for?
Bill Harley in the Comets.
Yes.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Yes. All right, Andrew, we're up to question number 10. We're in...
I'd like a really nice milkshake at the moment.
there's one left in Crocodiles and Alligators. Otherwise, it's Famous Miranda's, A Room with a Clue, Muscles and Bones or Bands?
Muscles and Bones.
Muscles and Bones, question number 10. Which bone links the scapula and the sternum?
The scapula and the sternum. Scapula and the sternum. That'd be a bridge, wouldn't it?
Not a bridge. No, sorry. Not a bridge. Ali and Mudgee. Hello, Ali.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Question 10. Which bone links the scapula and the sternum?
Maybe the collarbone.
Collarbone, correct. Yes, or the clavicle. Question number 11, muscles and bones, if you like. You can move to bands, Famous Mirandas, Crocodiles and Alligators. A Room with a Clue. Well, it's all about
the crocodiles one. I'm glad that other crocodile question.
There is one crocodile question left. Who wrote the 1978 children's story, The Enormous Crocodile?
Roald Dahl. Can you hear me? Roald Dahl.
I don't know. I didn't quite like what's going on there. We might move on. Andrew from Lake Tolondo. G'day, Andrew.
Oh, why did you do that to me? I was just on the Bill Haley one. I was surprised how many people didn't know that.
I was a bit surprised myself, but then again, you know, there you are.
Very, very cerebral name, Bill Haley and the Comet and Haley's Comet. I just love the way you did that. You know, before with Winston Churchill, I heard one of the chasers after his show say, when you've got certain multiple choices, your three go-tos or my three go-tos are the Pacific Ocean, Elvis and Winston Churchill. And the reason for the Pacific is it's so goddamn big. The reason for Elvis, he was so goddamn big. And the reason for Winston Churchill, his mouth was so goddamn big. So there's a chaser tip. Anyway, I don't really know children's authors that well, so I'm going to – can I have that one again?
Who wrote the 1978 children's story, The Enormous Crocodile?
Enid Blyton?
No, not Enid Blyton. Sorry, mate. Thank you anyway. Now, who's been hanging on there? Peter from South Melbourne. Hello, Peter.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Who wrote this 1978 children's story, The Enormous Crocodile?
Should I first tell you that Bill Haley was a cowboy singer before he got into rock and roll?
Yeah.
A friend of mine had some cowboy records of his in Western Australia. The Fabulous Comets were a great band. They were in a black and white movie I saw one time where that song was the subject of a dance competition. And so the band just played it over
and over and over again.
It was a ridiculous line, but they were a great band, really, really good players. I don't know the answer to the other. I'll just maybe say Noddy.
No. Thank you, Peter. And it's not Noddy. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Oh, hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Who wrote the 1978 children's story, The Enormous Crocodile?
Mate, I wouldn't normally have a clue, but I heard that lady say Roald Dahl, so I'm going to go with that.
Correct, yes. I know it's a bit of an unfortunate episode. But there we go. Yeah. Crocodiles and alligators are over. So we've got Famous Mirandas, A Room with a Clue, Muscles and Bones, or Bands. We're up to question 12.
But I'll try Bands, please, Phil.
Bands. No one's gone there yet, so here we go. I Want It That Way, As Long As You Love Me, and Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely are all hits for which US boy band?
I don't know whether to answer this correctly or not because it would be a bit incriminating. No.
Well, it could be, yeah.
No, I don't know. Boyzone?
No, Boyzone? Not Boyzone. It's going to, there's a white one out for you. No, it's not Boyzone. John from Sassafras says Bill Haley's first band was a country band called The Saddlemen. There you are. Hannah in Sydney's got the right answer here. Good on you, Hannah. What about Loz in Lynham? G'day, Loz.
Oh, hello there. How are you going?
Pretty good. I Want It That Way, As Long As You Love Me, and Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely.
Very incriminating. It's Backstreet Boys.
It is the Backstreet Boys, yes. Very incriminating. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say, I want it that way. Ah, well. The shame is all yours, Loz. Question number 13. We're in bands. You can move anywhere except crocodiles and alligators. A Room with a Clue, Famous Mirandas, Muscles and Bones.
We'll stick with bands.
Thanks. Staying with bands? Okay, why not? Which Australian band took its name from an organisation in the film Earth versus the Flying Saucers?
I've never even heard of that film. Australian bands.
Sorry, did you say that it's the name of an organisation?
Which Australian band took its name from an organisation in the film Earth versus the Flying Saucers?
No, I don't know. Hunters and Collectors?
Not Hunters and Collectors. Thanks, Loz. No, not Hunters and Collectors. Reggie in Parkside in South Australia. G'day, Reggie.
G'day, mate.
What do you reckon? Which Australian band took its name from an organisation in the film Earth versus the Flying Saucers?
I have absolutely no idea, but I've got to think of something, don't I?
You can knock knock one out for us, yeah. It wasn't Hunters and Collectors.
Yeah. Earth versus the Flying Saucers, did you say?
Yeah.
Wow.
No good. All right,
I'm
Reggie.
Lost in space.
Thanks, Reggie. Good on you. Scotty from Kununurra. G'day, Scotty.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 13. We're up to bands. Which Australian band took its name from an organisation in the film Earth versus the Flying Saucers?
I'm not too sure. I'm going to say Pseudo Echo.
Not Pseudo Echo. No, no, thank you. It knocks out another one for us. Not Pseudo Echo. Steve in Adelaide. G'day, Steve.
Oh, hello. Hello. Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
I reckon it might have been Skyhooks.
Correct. It was. It was Skyhooks. Yeah. I feel a little insane. I feel a bit dazed. Yes, Gaz from Seven Hills had Skyhooks. So did Carol from Craigieburn and not too many others, actually. So, now, Steve, we're up to question 14. We're in bands. You can move if you like.
Look, I'll probably get the next one wrong anyway. Anyway, give it a go.
Name either of the two Midnight Oil studio albums with colours in their titles.
I've got no idea. Absolutely no idea. Move on.
Thanks, Steve. See you later. Fair enough, too. Shane from Singleton. G'day, Shane.
Good morning.
up to question 14. Name either of the two Midnight Oil studio albums with colours in their titles.
Okay, so it won't be Diesel and Dust. It'll be, what's the Red Sky one? Red Sky.
No.
Hang on. It's got to be Blue Sky Mining, is it?
We might move on. Pearl from Darwin. G'day, Pearl. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Question 14. Name either of the two Midnight Oil studio albums with colours in their titles.
Can I tell you something funny first?
Mm-hmm.
You just played Skyhooks, I'm Living in the 70s.
Yes.
Well, I've just been invited to an 18th birthday party, and the theme is the 1970s. And I said to my son, oh, my God, what am I going to wear? And he just looked at me and said, anything from your wardrobe, Mum.
Exactly. You'd be fully kitted out there, Pearl.
Cheeky, I thought. Mm. But, no, I don't know this one. I'm not a big Midnight Oil fan, so. No.
Thanks,
no,
Pearl.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you anyway. All righty. Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Name either of the two Midnight Oil studio albums with colours in their titles.
Just for a joke, Red Snails in the Sunset, but it could be Red Sails in the Sunset.
Correct. Yes, it is. Red Sails in the Sunset or Blue Sky Mining would have done the trick for us. Who's going to save me? Who's going to save me? I pray the sense and reason. All right, we're up to question 15. Ian, what do you want to do here? There's one, two left in bands, otherwise it's Muscles and Bones, A Room with a Clue, Famous Mirandas.
A Room with a Clue.
No one's had a crack at this yet.
Here I go, down the mine.
No one's had a crack at A Room with a Clue, and Ian has just turned the knob.
Yes.
Question 15. In a poem of 1829, the spider invited the fly into which room?
Oh, I vaguely have remembered this. The parlour?
Correct.
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
The spider invited the fly into his parlour. Question 16, A Room with a View. Staying here?
Keep going.
Since 1642, the British monarch has been banned from entering which room?
1642, the monarch has been banned from entering which?
The monarch may be the king of the realm or queen of the realm, yeah, but there is a room which they cannot enter.
Hmm. Let's say the kitchen.
That would be Charles, wouldn't it? I doubt that Charles has been in the kitchen that much. not correct, Ian. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. yeah, that's funny. All right, 1-300-800-222. Woz on the Sunshine Coast. G'day, Woz.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
I've known the last three or four.
Since 1642, the British monarch's been banned from entering which room?
Good question. I have heard this.
No good.
No, I don't know, mate.
All right.
It's a room in Buckingham Palace, I think.
All right, Wazza. Thank you anyway. What about Craig on the Hume? G'day, Craig.
G'day, Phil. I'm not sure on this one. I know strangely they're not allowed to eat shellfish for some strange reason, believe it or not.
I didn't know that.
I read that only recently. I don't know what the reason for it is. As far as which room they're not allowed to enter, I really don't have a clue. So I'll just suggest the laundry.
No,
I don't know.
Thanks, mate.
I'm not surprised. Thanks, Phil.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, not correct. Jeff in Toowoomba. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, g'day.
Question 16 we're up to. A Room with a Clue. Since 1642, the British monarch has been banned from entering which room?
Well, I know the House of Commons, but that's not really a room, is it?
Have you got an answer here, Jeff?
No, I guess I don't. No.
All right. That's okay. Colin from Townsville in the truck. G'day, Colin.
How you going, mate?
Pretty good.
Since is it the tower?
No, it's not the Tower of London. So, no, sorry, not the Tower of London. Phil from Adelaide. G'day, Phil.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Pretty good. Since 1642, the British monarch has been banned from entering which room?
That guy was right. It's the House of Commons.
Correct. Yes. I wish he'd said it because I did ask him. that's right. You've got to give me an answer. The British monarch has been banned from entering the House of Commons in 1642 after the English Revolution. In fact, they can't go in there at all. In fact, they've never been in there, as far as I'm aware. Question 17, we're in a room with a clue. You can stay there or move to famous Miranda's Bands or Muscles and Bones.
No, we'll stay with that, please, Philip.
A room with a clue. In whose factory would you find the lickable wallpaper room, the nut room, and the fizzy lifting drink room?
Yeah, it's a pretty good kids' movie. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
In whose factory?
Oh, Willy Wonka.
Correct.
Wait a minute. Must show you this. Lickable wallpaper for nursery walls. Lick an orange. It tastes like an orange. Lick a pineapple. It tastes like a pineapple. Go ahead. Try it.
Oh. Mmm, I got a plum.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic. It tastes so real.
Try some more. The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Oh, yes. Phil, right. Okay, we're up to question 18. What do you want us to stay with here with a room with a view? A room with a clue. Question number 18. In 1963... Washington, D.C.'s Madison Hotel became the first hotel in the world to implement which feature in their rooms?
Oh, it could be TVs or telephones or which feature.
Or which facility, I suppose, in their rooms.
What about room service?
Nice, but, yeah, kind of close, but not correct. Thank you, Phil. Not correct. Joni from Preston. Hi, Joni.
Yeah, g'day. Close to room service, but not room service.
In 1963, Washington, D.C.'s Madison Hotel became the first hotel in the world to implement which feature in their rooms or facility in their rooms?
You're right, and you mentioned it's close to room service, but isn't. So something about food. I'm going to say like kitchens, like in-room cooking.
No, not in-room cooking. Thank you. Not in-room cooking. Trev from Surface Paradise. Hello, Trev.
Yes, hello, Philip.
What are we after here?
Look, you're talking room service. What year, 63?
1963, Washington, D.C.'s Madison Hotel became the first hotel in the world to implement which facility in their rooms?
Look, can I suggest a mini bar?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, wow.
A mini bar. They were the first to introduce mini bars.
I lived in Hiltonia for about 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
which is travelling around the country, staying in Hiltons. And the more you stay there, the better gift you get on the pillow. And started with a light beer and ended up with a bottle of Chivas Regal.
Absolutely wonderful. Very nice. Very nice, yeah. Trev. Question number 19. We're in a room with a clue.
Yes. What are the other categories?
Bands, Muscles and Bones, Famous Mirandas.
No, I'll go with Bands.
Bands it is. Question 19. Ray and Dave Davies were the lead singer and guitarist for which English band?
They're in the Kinks.
They were, yes. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walked like a woman, but talk like a man. Oh, la 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 la.
Yes, and their best song is I'm Not Like Everybody Else, covered brilliantly by Jimmy and the Boys.
Righto, what do you want to do here? I think we're up to question number 19.
Bands finished or?
Sorry?
More bands?
We can have more bands if you like. Yeah.
More bands.
We can have more bands. Question number 19. Question number 20, sorry. Bands. Which TV series dramatised the history of Easy Company, 2nd Battalion, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division?
Well, that is a long question. And it's bands. Can you read it again, please? It was very complicated.
Question number 20, we're up to bands. Which TV series dramatised the history of Easy Company, 2nd Battalion, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division?
Which TV series? And it's a band. Band of Brothers?
Correct, yes. Band of Brothers. All right, 10, 14, 18, 19, 20. We're up to question 21. We've got Muscles and Bones, Famous Miranda's, A Room with a Clue.
Oh, I'll go Muscles and Bones.
Muscles and Bones. Which action movie star is nicknamed the Muscles from Brussels?
What's his name? I know him. I know him. I know him. The Muscles from Brussels.
Mm.
Oh, like in the cloud, but I can't grab onto it.
See you, Trev. Bye-bye. I'm sorry, Lisa from Annandale. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Which action movie star is nicknamed the Muscles from Brussels?
Well, I know this. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Correct. Jean-Claude Van Damme. All right, one left in Muscles and Bones, if you like. Or you can move to Famous Miranda's or A Room with a Clue.
What about the Bands one?
No, Bands are gone.
Oh, okay. Room with a Clue.
A Room with a Clue. Last one. Which member of the Bloomsbury set wrote A Room of One's Own?
Bloomsbury set. Sorry, what was the
no
question?
Good. Which, no.
No, what was the question?
Which member of the Bloomsbury set wrote A Room of One's Own? No good. All right, Lisa, we'll have to leave it. I'm sorry. Five questions left in a little thing called
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, the mighty challenge. All right, who's next up here? Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question 21. Which member of the Bloomsbury set wrote A Room of One's Own?
Absolutely no idea.
There we go. Thanks, Paul. fair enough as well. Joanna from Newcastle. Hi, Jo.
Hi, Philip.
We've got five left here, Jo. Mm-hmm. Not beyond you, I would think.
No. I'll only get this one, I think.
We're in a category called A Room with a Clue. Which member of the Bloomsbury set wrote A Room of One's Own?
I'm fairly sure it's Virginia Woolf.
Correct. It's Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for A Room with a Clue. So we've got Famous Miranda's. We've got three there. Or we've got one left in Muscles and Bones.
I'll try the Miranda's.
Famous Miranda's, question number 22. Yeah. Which Shakespeare play features a character called Miranda?
The Tempest.
Correct, yes, it's The Tempest.
Yes.
Three to go, Jo.
I've got two, so...
I know.
Okay.
Question 23. Famous Miranda's, which Australian actress played Ewan in the Lord of the Rings movies? Is it Ewan? Is it Ewan?
I'm not sure because I never saw them. I think it's Miranda Otto.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Miranda Otto.
I saw her recently in Newcastle. Yeah.
What
her
did
mother
you?
Lives here. Her mother lives here.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, there you go. Here she is.
Women of this country learned long ago, those without swords can still die upon them. Fear neither death nor pain.
What do you fear, my lady?
A cage. To stay behind bars until youth and old age accept them.
I dreamed I saw a great wave climbing over green lands and above the hills. I stood upon the brink. It was utterly dark in the abyss before my feet. A light shone behind me, but I could not turn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There you are. Lovely voice.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Otto's daughter, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. All right, two left here, Joe. Joanna from Newcastle.
I don't like the chances. Anyway.
One in famous Mirandas and one in Muscles and Bones.
Well, I'll try the other Miranda, I think.
Last Miranda.
Yeah.
Question 24. Which Australian model founded the Cora Organics range of skincare products?
I think it'd have to be Miranda Kerr.
Correct, yes.
Yes.
A girl from the bush who became one of the most famous women in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's been a long and winding road tonight, but you know what? Joanna, you've arrived.
Yeah.
Muscles and Bones. Joanna.
Yes, not my strong point.
I don't see why it shouldn't be.
Okay.
You're held up in the upright position by such things, Joanna?
Yes.
Question 25. And to win and grab the magnet, it wouldn't be your first. But I tell you what, they've all been worthy wins. Which Australian bird is the only bird with calf muscles?
I don't know. I'm going to say an emu.
Correct. I don't know why I find that amusing.
What a weird question.
I don't know why I find that amusing, but I do.
It's such a strange question.
Which Australian bird is the only bird with calf muscles? It is.
It was the only one that that seemed obvious.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd think a cassowary might have draft calf muscles.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps.
And
the emus are big, and they're the largest, aren't they? Yeah, the biggest bird.
Why wouldn't a big cocky have? I suppose that maybe they're not that big.
Emus don't fly; they run.
They run exactly.
Cockies do fly.
Yeah, that's true. So they don't need.
That's why I thought of it.
That's why they've got calf
muscles. They don't fly, do they? That was my big clue.
Oh, dear. Joanna, the magnet is yours, and I know I can hear the rest of the Nightlife Challenge family saying, good on you, Joe.
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. Good on
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Bye-bye. Joanna from Newcastle is the winner tonight. Dave will fix up the details for her and get this back. Mary from Launceston had the emu. Anne had emus. Elizabeth had an emu. Jane from Homebush had Miranda Kerr. Ron from Elstonwick. Hannah in Sydney. Hi, Hannah. All had the emu as well. Hubby was once chased by an emu. There you are. What's my only emu story? An emu ate a sausage on a barbecue that I was at. That's about it, I think, which is a bit on the dull side, I know.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.